Welcome once again. My name is T. George Hampshire, and you're listening to LifeSites, the radio show. And it's a great honor to be with you here this day once again. Well, before we venture onward, I need to read this legal statement disclaimer. This radio show in no way is intended to be used to diagnose, treat, or cure any specific individual problem or problems. Individuals are highly recommended to see a qualified helping professional, medical doctor, or other caregiver to help them diagnose, treat, and or cure their own specified problem or problems. Well, today we are going to be discussing, first of all, a little bit of humor, and then we'll be getting into some more issues surrounding this notion of principles and how many are putting them number one and not the loving relationship, principle over relationship and loving relationship at that, that we have with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have with ourselves, and we have also with others. And so first, though, I want to do a little bit of humor, and it's part of my personality. If you don't mind, it's kind of funny, but I think it's good too. There's a lot of serious stuff we're talking about. It's good to throw in some lightheartedness at times. And this is coming from good old Curly of Three Stooges fame. And well, not, he didn't say it, I'm saying it, but I'm doing it in his genre or his design, if you will, that something maybe he could have came up with if he was thinking about these things. And maybe he would have said the doozy, and this has to do with do's and don'ts in the umbrella, under the umbrella of principle, which are quite powerful. Many are turning to the do's and don'ts, rights and wrongs, which are vital, but again, I think when we're emphasizing them, not a good thing. But the doozies and don'tsies lead to the won'tsies, because the won'tsies are that you won't do the doozies and don'tsies. And my take on that thing I came up with for Curly there, if he maybe was doing it, is that the do's and don'ts lead to the won'ts, because the won'ts are that you will not do the do's and don'ts. And that simply is saying that when we emphasize the do's and don'ts, or even the rights and wrongs, that eventually it's going to lead us to not want to do them in the first place, and certainly in the last place, because we're going to be overwhelmed with this sense of right and wrong, do's and don'ts, and that's going to become sort of a taskmaster in our lives, instead of, again, focusing on that incredible loving relationship that we have with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in particular, that incredible relational closeness, the ultimate, with the Lord Jesus Christ, that I believe so many desperately need in our society, in our country, if we are to make it, because we are so focused in on the principle game at this point that it is really sapping the love out of this nation, literally. And I believe we have to get back to that love, which is what I remember, as I've talked about, back in the 70s, that was so incredible, influential in my life. And I had lost it because I ventured, yes, friends, I had ventured into the principle game and doing the rights and wrongs and all this, and coming upon a reality that this does not work, because like I just joked about, I don't even want to do it in the first place. So what we're going to talk about today, beyond the fun here, is that there is this arena of life that we have in our society, being the old sociology major, as I said I am. And I think there's three major areas of our country, our society, that are focusing on the principle. We talked about the religious, certainly the evangelical Christian, the religious part, then there's the political part, and then there's the law part. And all three are seeming to gang up on us as individuals in terms of driving the point home of principles And so I want to discuss that today and how that is definitely impacting us negatively as we try to look to live out our Christian faith, our Christian lives. And there is that external thing we have to deal with, and it is in those three different areas. And ironically, it was in those three areas that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had to deal with some brutal individuals as well. And so, in this game of irony, if you will, and here the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 11 is dealing with this lawyer in particular, but I think, you know, when he talks to this lawyer, we can really transfer it to the Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, doesn't matter, kind of all of them are in one you know, simmering pot of hatred and putting everything on everyone else and all that, as we're going to get into. And so here he's talking to this lawyer, and really it's for not just the legal elements of our society, the political and religious really as well. But he says it says in verse 45 of Luke 11, "Then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying, thou reproachest us also." That's interesting. He says, Master. That's very, very funny. We know he didn't respect the Lord Jesus, but he says, Master, this lawyer, "thus saying, thou reproachest us also." Well, the Lord Jesus had just gotten done letting a couple of other folks, I think it is, the Pharisees and scribes in particular, understand what he thought of them. At one point, he says, "Ye fools." So he didn't mince any words, and, you know, talk about tough love and getting to the point and dealing with, sometimes you have to. You have to be that tough when we're dealing with folks like this, the do's and don'ts crowd, the rights and wrongs, these individuals that were forcing themselves on to everyone else in society in a very awful way. But the lawyer says, you know, "Master, thus saying thou reproachest also," what are you going to badmouth us too, huh? Well, here's what the Lord Jesus says, and you can figure out if this is a bad mouth of them or not. And he said, here's our Savior talking, and he said, "Woe unto you also, ye lawyers," ! "For ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers." Wow. Talk about absolutely, you know, between the eyeballs, my friends. The Lord Jesus had seen through these individuals, and it made him sick to his stomach, I'm sure. And not only that, it got him very righteously, of course, perfectly, because Jesus is perfect, was perfect, and he had had enough. So he says, "Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne." So what he's saying is that the lawyers, and I think it's Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, all the rest too, what they were doing was burdening the individual person. Burdens grievous to be borne. In other words, it was so bad that the people were wishing they weren't even born. They had so much of a pile up of punishment on them through this enactment of the laws and all the rest, the do's and don'ts, the rights and wrongs, even the morality of it all and the ethics of it all. It became such a brutal, brutal burden that it was incredible grief, to the point where people began wishing, "I wish I wasn't even born." And that is incredible when we stop and think about it. But my friend, what is going on today in our society is really right in line with that as well. We have an enormous amount of guilt that's being thrown at us from these three areas that I just discussed, in terms of the legal area. Everyone's kind of running scared of a lawsuit. Everyone's concerned about doing it just right so they don't get sued or what have you. Then there's the political, and we have this incredible, you know, division in our country. We have this incredible sense of rights and wrongs on both sides that is, I mean, quite amazing when I look at it. And there's a lot of just a lot of anger, a lot of hatred, if you will, in the political realm, you know, one for the other side as far as Democrats, Republicans, and then what they're doing to the country. Many of us feel absolutely they're both wrong to a major degree. Then on the other hand, you have that religious part, which is, we talked about in terms of the specific element of the religious, the evangelical Christian movement that I'm a part of, you know, and many of you are, if not all of you. And so we have that part we talked about, which is the principles and all that type of thing. But what's happened is that the same things that the Lord Jesus was dealing with, we are now dealing with ourselves, because as a country, we've left our first love. We left the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've said, we don't need you. Now, yeah, it could have been for money, right, Mammon? It could have been for status. Let me go be someone in the world, in life. And whatever it was, as individuals, indeed, many have left the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what I'm saying is, this is all part of a problem that we have in America. But there's another problem, and that is that the principal thing is being thrown at us so heavily that we're trying to keep up with doing what's right, doing what's wrong. And part of doing what's right and doing what's wrong is, let me go be somebody. Let me do something with my life. Let me, you know, be the greatest singer. Let me go be the greatest athlete. Let me go be the greatest lawyer. Let me go be whatever it is, and let me do it, do it, do it. And then we're throwing all that in there and not relating to those around us, taking care of ourselves, loving who we are, and most importantly, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, loving them. So this, it takes different forms, but many of those forms, as we just read that our Lord and Savior Jesus talked about, is that those three elements are bringing enormous, enormous grief and burdens into our life, and we need to get out from among that type of setting and situation. You know, I love talk radio, even some political talk radio, although more and more it does seem like it's getting extremely negative. It's very difficult to listen to because it is becoming, you know, very negative. And you're getting the sense of attack on more on the conservative side, because that's what most of talk radio is. And it's just becoming very negative. And that can influence us too and get us caught up into this. Yeah, those Democrats, they're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong. We're doing it right. See what I'm talking about? We're back to that issue that seems to be really causing almost drowning this country in the principal game over the relational. And what we need to do is get back to that love, the love of the Father, Son, Spirit, ourselves and others, where we can come to a point of saying, wow, that's what matters. Because once we have that, then the principles will follow, because we don't want to let God down. We don't want to let the Lord Jesus down, the Holy Spirit. We want to grieve the Spirit. I don't want to let myself down. I don't want to let others down. See, it's all about love at that point. And it's not about, ooh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do, you know, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that, and I, you know, I got to follow what they're saying I need to do or not do. And I think that's what a lot of Christianity, unfortunately, has become. And a lot of the world of the law, a lot of the world of the political, and the evangelical Christian as well, has headed that way, my dear friend. Well, before we go, I did want to mention that I've written two books. It is the Life Sites series of books. And book one is The Past Individual Breakdown. And book two is Old Self, New Self. and both can be found on how to get them at untojesusnotmen.com. That's one word, untojesusnotmen.com. Well, until next time, my friends, may you be relationally close in love with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Goodbye.